Hello, and welcome to the Conscious Hoofbeat Podcast. This is a podcast that explores the interconnectedness of our health and the health of our horses through self-care, mindfulness, and personal development, along with a little equine wisdom and wellness. I am your host, Dr. Pamela Maynard, the passion-driven equinologist. I have dedicated my life to the horse. Some call me a fanatic, and I claim it, because I'd rather be dead than horseless. I'm a published author and researcher, equine body worker, energy facilitator, and I am passionate about deepening the human-horse experience. Join me here every Monday where I share my spiritual journey with horses, woo-woo horse care practices, and shared lived experiences from horsewomen around the world. Today, I'm going to share with you my top three things you can do to optimize your horse's health. In 2014, my soulmate of a horse, Arabica, was sprayed with agricultural chemicals while grazing in the pasture. And horses, they detox through their feet. And for 2 weeks, I could smell the chemicals every time I cleaned out her hooves. Arabica was the very first foal I ever had of my own that I had literally since conception. And I foaled her out myself. I started her under saddle. And I did everything with her from day one. And she didn't deserve what happened to her. While she was detoxing, she abscessed out of both front feet. And I implemented the suggested treatment from my vet, but it really only made matters worse and led to secondary issues. So what I ended up doing was utilizing holistic rehab along with some really good supplements to support her system, to detox her, and I kept her going happily and in good spirits for several more years. This is why I made it my mission to promote natural approaches to horse care. Arabica survived the chemical spraying because she was in optimal health before she was sprayed, and I had the tools in my toolbox to assist her system through mild detoxification, nutritional support, body work, and probably most importantly, just some good old-fashioned TLC. So as you can see, this is a huge part of why I'm passionate about natural approaches to horse care. My mission to educate horse owners is really so that your horses can live well into their 20s and even 30s, healthy, happy, and sound. My approach isn't necessarily about eliminating, it's really about supporting. And I want you to feel supported and empowered to take responsibility for your horse's health by doing just a few small things at a time. And I really want you to know that you have choices. Hey, all of us horse owners know that a health crisis is not uncommon. Horses get sick, they get kicked, they colic, and they founder. But when a horse goes into a health crisis healthy, the outcome is they recover quicker, better, and they survive it. Naturally, no pun intended, okay, maybe a little. Naturally, the reduction of chemical exposure is my number one choice for optimizing your horse's health. In addition to ultimately losing one of my best riding horses, because I'm not going to lie, she did well and we got through it, but it reduced her lifespan. It did. But I've also had several other experiences where chemicals have negatively affected horses' lives. I had a client whose stallion was, you know, always in the show barn and always sprayed with chemical fly sprays. And over time, the stallion began to have like severe allergic reactions from being sprayed with fly spray. And then as the toxins kept building up in his system over years and years and years of probably other things, he began to become less and less tolerant of things, including his vaccinations. After being vaccinated with over 5 vaccines in one day, he started to have grand mal seizures, probably a result of neurotoxicity from all of those shots. And it was really, really sad because he could never be ridden again. And ultimately, he had to be put down way sooner than he should have been. I believe that people just aren't aware of how much their horses are being exposed to chemicals and toxins. You know, it's just stuff we've always done. Chemical fly sprays, the chemical fly spray systems in the barn. You know, people just spray agriculture chemicals all over the countryside where I live. People spray weeds next to their barn. They spray weeds in their pasture. And then we have chemical dewormers and even, you know, the plastic and the rubber containers we use like for our buckets and our feeding sometimes, depending on what it is, can be leaching chemicals into your horse. And even synthetic ingredients in grains and supplements, processed sweet feeds, you know, any type of sweet feed, or not sweet feed, but just, you know, fortified feeds. I read the ingredients on them, and I notice that they all have synthetics in them. And I've even tried to find myself bags of like plain rolled oats or plain rolled barley. And I've counted as much as 12 different toxic mold inhibitors and chemical preservatives in a bag of plain rolled oats. So reading labels is so important. And in addition to feed, you know, if you're on city water, your water probably has chlorine in it. And the air isn't even as pure as it used to be. Last summer, my horses were exposed to multiple days on end of smoke from all the wildfires out west last year. So all these things just add up that your horse is being exposed to way more than we probably take the time to think about. And all of this, these toxins, they're stressing your horse's physical health and wellness. So the research is out there. You know, do a little research if you feel the need, but I'm just here to bring awareness to the idea that with the right information, you can make better choices for your horse. My second strategy for optimal health with your horse is to provide appropriate and adequate forage. Horses are grazing animals and they're programmed to nibble continuously. A horse's stomach acid is secreted all the time. When a horse is left with an empty stomach for an extensive amount of time, it's more prone to stress, which in turn can lead to ulcers and colic. Saliva is produced when the horse chews. Saliva production buffers stomach acid along with roughage in the stomach. Roughage aids in the protection of the stomach lining from the acid. It is important to provide your horses with quality, free choice grass, hay, or pasture at all times. The rule of thumb is that horses need to consume about 2% of their body weight in feed every day for general maintenance. Most or all of it should come from forage. So this calculates to approximately 20 pounds of forage per 1,000 pounds. And some people freak out and think their horses will pig out and overeat. And there's many ways you can prevent overeating. From my experience, the horses, they learn to regulate themselves. And if they're not, then there's probably a secondary issue going on. And I'd also like to mention that free-fed horses are by far way more content when they have 24/7 access to feed. I see cribbing, pacing, weaving, pawing, and all kinds of other devices simply disappear. Eating in this manner, it also avoids the blood sugar spikes, which happen when people just feed two or three meals a day. And it also is ideal for horses with metabolic issues. Remember that horses eat to satisfy mineral cravings. And when their minerals are balanced, they aren't so ravenous. So if your horse is having a hard time adjusting to free feeding, you might want to make sure their minerals are balanced. And last, we know that in the wild, horses walk up to 20 to 30 miles a day. Mounted soldiers were known to ride their horses 50 to 60 miles a day. Do you know how many miles your horse walks in a day? How long would it take you to ride your horse 30 miles a day? I know I don't ride mine 30 miles a day. And chances are your horse is not being ridden as much as the mounted soldiers' horses used to be ridden. I've had horses for over 40 years. However, I never saw a horse colic until I was in my early 20s working at a show barn in Arizona. And it never occurred to me until years later that the horses we had that had the colic episodes, they weren't the ones out in the dry lots and the pastures so much. They were the ones in the show barns, kept in the stalls 24/7. Except for maybe, an hour turnout in the round pen and maybe they got lunged or ridden. So think about it. How much time does your horse spend in a stall or small space? The bottom line is horses are meant to move. Movement increases the circulation in their feet and it keeps their gut moving. It affects so many aspects of their health, including the digestive system, the circulatory system, and how they metabolize their food. Did you know that crooked-legged foals are a result of sedentary mares? Movement is so important. There are several different options to get your horse moving, depending on where you live and how your barn area is set up. But I always say, where there's a will, there's a way. If you want to optimize your horse's health, it is imperative you consider your horse's health from three angles: physical, chemical, and emotional. Take a minute to examine how many sources of chemicals and toxins your horse is being exposed to. Take into consideration the physical environment where your horse lives. Does it include room to move and proper forage? What is the emotional state of your horse? Does he or she have a herd, a friend? Do they all get along, or is another herd mate causing unwanted stress? Does your saddle fit properly? So many variables go into overall health and wellness, and it is up to us horse owners to ensure our horse's overall health and quality of life. I really want you to be aware of the obvious and ask yourself, is there one thing I can do today to help optimize my horse's health? And remember, while you're thinking about this, that man can never improve on Mother Nature. If you enjoy the Conscious Hoofbeat podcast, please subscribe and share with a like-minded horse friend. And if you're looking for some guidance with utilizing natural approaches to horse care, go to ConsciousHoofbeat.com and sign up for a free strategy session. I would be happy to help you figure out where you can eliminate some chemicals and maybe make sure you're not feeding any feeds that have synthetics or toxic preservatives in them. So until next time, listeners, embrace your inner horse crazy, and more importantly, enjoy your horse.